Greetings to you once again, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Greet you from the lovely nation of Canada. On the road, and with me in the car, the infamous Patrick Pat.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? So we just, we're in the car, we're driving, and we're on the way, and in the middle of it, and we're talking about the things of God, and we thought, hey, we'll bring you in on the conversation. Because what we're talking about right now is the peace of God. The peace of God that passes all understanding, that guards your heart and mind. Now look, the world does not know peace, true peace. What we're talking about when we talk about peace, Jesus said, he said in his word, he said when he was, all right, he was in Jerusalem and he looked and he talked to his disciples and he said, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. I don't give you like the world gives. Now, when Jesus said that, he was in the middle of being hunted by the Pharisees. He was in the middle of like people trying to take his life. He was in the middle of what would have been a turbulent situation for a lot of people. And here's the Son of God talking about peace. Now, I did a word study on that some time back. And essentially what we got on that was, when Jesus is talking about peace, that word that he's talking about essentially means internal serenity amidst external turmoil. That means that inside your heart, inside your spirit, you can have a stillness. Your life, your spirit can be like a sea of glass, even if around you there are nuclear bombs going off. Inside of you, you can be at complete peace, and everything can be still within. And that's the peace that Jesus said, I will give you. So, and that peace of God that passes all understanding is what guards our hearts and minds. So when within, inside of your spirit, if you are inside of your spirit, if you are tore up, if you are distressed, if you are perplexed about something, you need to ask God why. You need to understand why your peace is not there. Because Jesus says that he leads his sheep by the still waters. He restores our soul. And that restoration of our soul also comes with the still waters that are there that God leads us by. And he's the one that calms the rough seas. He's the one that speaks to the seas and tells them to be still. Jesus is the one that speaks that into our own hearts when our hearts are troubled and perplexed. So if that is the case, and your peace is in a place where you're struggling, you need to ask God why, what's going on. And when he shows you what to do, you just need to do it. You know, I think sometimes the place where some of us get stuck is not that we are disobeying, it's that we're delaying. And, you know, sometimes the struggle that people have, it's not because they're willfully disobeying God, it's because they are just delaying in doing what he said. And the longer that you hold on to certain things that really aren't supposed to be there for you, the tougher it's going to be for you, because, you know, you still need to move forward with what God's doing. Look, do you have peace? Because with Christ Jesus comes peace, because he is the Prince of Peace. This is why the world will never have peace, is because they don't know the Prince of Peace. The world, when it talks about peace, what it's talking about is trying to get a cessation of external hostilities. But you know what? You can take a person in the world and you can put them in the most tranquil place. You can put them in a monastery or on top of a mountain with no other people around. And it can be absolutely serene and absolutely quiet, but inside their spirit they are just chewed up because there's no peace inside. And the peace that you want is a gift of the Holy Spirit. That is one of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. That's one of the fruits that you look for in a brother and sister in Christ Jesus. Do you look for peace? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, thoughtfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against these there is no law. That is the fruit of the Spirit that grows out of the follower of Christ Jesus, because they've been engrafted into the vine in John 15. They've got the vine. They are in the vine. His word is in them, and they're remaining in him, and his word is remaining in them. And out of that place, they're living, and a living manifestation of that is the character and the nature of God himself in them. That's why people, when they see them, they see a reflection of God. So, if your peace, which is a fruit of the Spirit, is being choked off, then why is it being choked off? You know, Jesus spoke a parable about the wheat and the tares. Oh wait, no, not the wheat and the tares, sorry, the sower and the seed. And with the sower and the seed, he talked about the seed sown on different soil. Some fell on the path, some fell, you know, on the shallow soil, sprung up really quickly. But the one I want to draw your attention to is the seeds that were sown among the weeds. And those seeds, they grew up, but so did the weeds. And when the weeds, what were the weeds? The worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this life choked it and made it unfruitful. And that, brothers and sisters, that is the thing that you got to watch for, because the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world will grow up with you and keep the fruit of God from manifesting in your life. So rather than peace, you will have worry. Rather than joy, you will go after the pleasures of the world, true joy which comes from Christ, you go after the pleasures of the world which also pierce you with many sorrows. Scriptures talk about that. They say the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Many that have gone after that and made that their God, essentially, but many that have gone after that, they've pierced themselves with all kinds of different sorrows. So, it's when you see it and you realize and you recognize the truth of the Word of God, that's the place that you got to move forward with. So, yeah, so these are some of the things that we're just talking about as we drive. Boy, I tell you, it is just a blessing just to always fellowship around the Word, because God's always with us in that. Pat, what you thinking, man?
Man, it's true, because, I'm the kind of person that kind of worries a lot, right? But when you have that peace, you know, nothing can move you, and you know where you're going, despite whatever is going on around you. And, you know, it could be a storm around you, and you just calm and collect, and you keep on moving, you know, and that's, you know, that's where I think for me personally, that's where I want to be all the time, to be calm and collect, knowing the path that I'm taking, knowing what's my next step, knowing that I'm going the right right direction here. You know, because we have so many things that we got to do every day and, you know, every year. And so many times we make plans and plans for this and plans for that. And if you're like me, you always plan ahead, right? But sometimes you just got to take that time. And, you know, often you got to do that. And just sort of ask God, where am I supposed to go? You know, what do you want me to do? And not what I want to do, what I think it's right. You know, and knowing sometimes you're in a position not because of you, because God wants you there for a reason. And maybe later on you find out that was the reason, but when you're in there, you don't see it at all. So yeah, I think for me, it's just, for people out there, it's just really important that, you know, you really take that time with him all the time to ask him, where do you want him to go, either right or left? So, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the thing too is that with everything that's going on in the world right now, it's even more important than ever for you to make this your focus. Because, see, all right, he is the Prince of Peace. And, you know, with the things that are taking place in the world, his peace is going to be a safety valve on your life. So if you are on track with him and you're walking with him, that peace that guards your heart will be there with you. And it's something that's kept with you for a very specific purpose. And that purpose is to also give you something within where you just like, okay, you know, maybe sometimes you can't articulate why you do what you do. You can't put it into words. You can't explain it, but the peace of God is with you. And also, here's something too, you got to also know that the worlders don't know peace because they don't know God. And because they don't know peace and they don't know God, you got to also always remember where they're coming from. That they're not coming from a place of peace. That they're not coming up from a place of understanding. That they're not acting out of truth from the gospel. So when they try to advise you, when they try to counsel you, when they try to, you got to keep that in the right perspective. Because you can get caught up into their turmoil. When you can get caught up into their turmoil rather than, you know, what God's intended direction is for you. So, you know, be careful of your counsel, essentially. Be careful of your counsel because, all right, in Revelation 2 and 3, you know, the early church, chapter 1, 2, and 3, the early church was commended for testing those that claimed to be apostles and found them that they were not. You know, I mean, there's a difference between judging and there's a difference between testing. The difference between, you know, when you judge somebody, you're imposing your own personal standard, your own conviction, your own what you think everybody should be and should do. And there's only one judge who is, you know, the righteous judge, which is the Lord Jesus. The judgment's with him. So, you know, but when people judge, they are imposing their own personal standard and conviction on what other people should do and be. The difference between that and testing, which is what the early church was commended for, you know, in the book of Revelation, was testing is where you take the truth of the Word of God and see how things line up and match up with that. But that is coming from a place not of you imposing your personal interpretation, but it is out of a place of the Spirit of truth that leads and guides us into all truth, setting the filter, and then you seeing, does this line up and does this match up? And if it doesn't, you got to keep moving. And there's a lot of people that will come up to you and try to claim certain places or certain authority or certain whatever. I mean, we get that all the time. We get that with Faith Mix all the time because there's people that show up, all kinds of people that want to assume something with us that really isn't theirs. Now look, with what we do here, you know, God has given us, over time, tested brothers and sisters that are the ones that He has put with us to let us know some things that maybe we need to know along the way to be mindful of. Those are there. So, you know, when other people try to show up and to assume something that's not really theirs to assume, we're always pretty cautious with that, you know, and you should be too. Because, you know, people will always want to manipulate and to control. You know, that's very human. That's very fallen. You know, that is not God. You know, God is not like that. You know, God doesn't manipulate people. God leads them. He guides them. And he tells them, he communicates with them because they're friends. You know, so, you know, we are servants, we are sons or daughters, but at the same time too, we're also friends. You know, we're His friends. Jesus said, you know, you're my friends because, you know, a servant, you know, the master doesn't tell the servant all the things that he's going to do. You know, we're His friends. And God communicates things to His friends so that they know and that they can walk in the truth. And they can walk in the will of God, that they can walk in what it is that He has put in front of them, you know, at such a time as this. So God has quickened us, you know, with His truth, which will lead you, which will be a filter. You know, one thing that we do is we put the filter of the Word of God there with all that goes on around us. And you know, the Holy Spirit is a reminder. So what the Holy Spirit does is He brings things to your remembrance when you need them. I mean, even as we do these talks, God does that all the time. As He brings the scriptures back to us, the things that people need, all of that. What you need, God gives it to us because He knows where you are. So He gives us something that'll help you, strengthen you. That's why you tune in here as well. Because we are just made ourselves available for whatever God wants to do. It is what it is. Chew the meat, spit out the bones, go for it. But, you know, God gives us something. God quickens you. The Holy Spirit will quicken you, but He's a reminder. But for Him to remind you, it helps if you put it in the first place. That's why it's very good to read the Bible. That's why it's very good to read the Scriptures. That's why you should read the Bible at least once all the way through, cover to cover. You should. So at least it's gotten in there once. You know, try to read it as much as you can. You know, and if you know, something that we recommend is, look, put it on your CD player or your MP3 player and let it play even while you're going to bed. And let the thing that's in your mind and in your head be a few chapters of the scriptures that come, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Let the Word, circulate. And be in the air and hear it and let it soak your being. I know some of you guys do that with these broadcasts too. You turn it on before you go into bed. It helps you sleep. We know that too. Rest well, my brothers. Rest well, my sisters, even while you listen to these things. Because you know why? Because let that Word be in you. Let that Word saturate you. Let that Word permeate your being. Because you know why? That Word gives you peace. And then when you get a familiarity with the Word which gives you peace, then when you come up and encounter things that are contrary to the Word, opposite the Word, your spirit gets quickened. Your consciousness responds. Your peace has now been upset. See, this is why, too, if you consume a diet of the world, whatever the world is telling you. So, for example, you consume a diet of like pornographic images, false mainstream media, worldly gossiping secular people, and that's what you're spending your time and your energy around. You are damaging your spirit. You're hurting yourself. So then when the time comes that God, you know, is speaking something to you, He's speaking a word to you, you know, or something would come that would upset your consciousness, you're dulled, you're grayed, you're in a place where it's like, yeah, what is that? Whereas if you're coming from a place where you are on point and you are seeking Him and you're sharp, then when something pops up, boom, there it is. Because you know that this thing that's coming is really an attack of the devil, is an attempted onslaught of the enemy, is a trap, is something that was set to try to snare your soul. And you can deal with it accordingly. Look, liars, deceivers, manipulators, all those people will be out there. And may God have mercy on their souls. If some of them would turn and be saved, that we would love that. Because, you know, we really do not want to see people lost and perish. But people make decisions and choices. But for you, you need to be in possession of your own soul. You need to be the guardian of what goes on in your life. And you need to make good choices and good decisions accordingly. So God has given that to you. Everything you need in life, He's already put in His Word. And His Holy Spirit unlocks the Word to you so that you can look in the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit will bring out what you need to help you in whatever situation you're facing. God does that so that we can be quickened and that we can walk in the truth. And you can live in that peace. Oh, man. It is beautiful, too, on this drive right now. Just admiring it. Huge, huge mountains. Big open road. Big spaces. Big skies. Oh, bless the Lord. We live in an amazing world. So, Pat, you got some more things?
Keep on, keep it on. That's it. Keep on, keep it on, brothers and sisters.
And keep on keeping on with that which God's put in you. You know, we've spoken about the peace that passes all understanding, that guards your hearts. If your peace has been upset, if your peace is off, stop. Get away. Cut back a little bit. Stop and get away and pray and seek the Father's face. You know what? You know, don't play hard to get with Jesus. You know, put yourself in a place where you can hear Him. Because you know why? His will is the only thing that really counts in this life. His will is the only thing that you want. And in His will, you'll find purpose, you'll find peace, you'll find a fulfilled life. Which is what you want. You know, a lot of people, they go after money because ultimately they think that the reason they go after money is because they think that if they get money, the next step will be getting fulfillment. So if they have enough money that they can then buy their fulfillment or get what it is. But a lot of people that have tons of money are very empty, and I've seen that. Rather, you want a fulfilled life. You want a purpose-filled life. And God gives that to His people that are led by His Spirit. So be led by the Spirit and let that peace that God puts in your heart be a safety valve for you and be mindful of it. If things are going a bit haywire, stop. Pray. Read the Word. Go on a fast if you need to. But, and speaking of which, we were talking about fasting earlier. Look, fasting is not skipping a meal. Fasting is not a diet, okay? When you fast. Jesus said too, when you fast, not if you fast, but when you fast. So it's something that His people do, and they're led by the Spirit to do that. When you fast, here's part of what a fast is, okay? Part of what a fast is you are setting aside the usual things around you in order to focus more deliberately on the things of Spirit. So it's not, you know, okay, you are now running around, rushing around at work, and you work through the lunch hour, and you just skip your lunch, and now you're fasting. You know, no, you are taking that time, that energy, that effort, and directing all of that, channeling all of that into a spiritual pursuit to connect with God. And a fast can take different forms. You know, you can do an absolute fast, which is just, you know, you're giving up food and water and you're just spending the time in prayer and seeking the face of God. You can do that for a window of time. You can just give up food. You can do something with juice. You know, you can eat certain types of food and skip certain types of food, whatever. But you know what? The Spirit, here's the thing with fasting. Let the Spirit of God lead you in how to do it. And you know, it's good to do some reading on and educate yourself. But there is a very incredible benefit that comes with Spirit-led fasting. You know, when you are led by the Spirit to fast, it comes with an incredible benefit too. And, you know, there is also certain things when Jesus talked about too, when like the disciples went to cast out certain demons and they struggled to do it and Jesus did. And then they asked Jesus, they said, you know, why wouldn't this one come out? And Jesus said, these come out by prayer and fasting. So there is a need for them to be in a certain place, spiritually tuned in, for certain things to also be accomplished in the natural. So, you know, that's why too, if God is quickening you too fast, fast and pray. You know, take your walk with God seriously. Take your relationship with Him seriously. This should be your top priority in this life. walking with Him. Because you know what? You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, everything else that you need will be taken care of, because God will take care of the rest. So love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and out of the overflow of that, love your neighbor as yourself. And with that, God bless you guys.
God bless. Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys. We'll catch up with you sometime real soon. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say hi to us there. You can also reach us through Facebook. Just search for Faith Mix, one word, and you will find our page there. All right. We'll catch up with you sometime soon. Keep on keeping on. God bless you. Bye.